Hi, everyone, and welcome to Talent Talks. I'm your host, Rob Adams, and today we're diving into a critical issue shaping the future of higher education: presidential leadership stability at historically black colleges and universities. Needless to say, a very important topic. Joining me today is Dr. Jerry Williams of Carter Baldwin Executive Search. Dr. Williams works closely with college presidents and governing boards, advising on executive leadership and helping institutions navigate complex moments of transition. In our conversation, we'll examine why leadership continuity matters so deeply for HBCUs, what's driving the cycle of rapid turnover, and how governing boards and search committees can build a more sustainable future for presidential leadership. Dr. Williams, it's a big, heavy topic, but I'm so glad that we're doing this. Welcome to Talent Talks.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to the conversation today. So thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. We're thrilled to have you with us. And Dr. Williams, you work closely with college presidents and governing boards. For listeners who may not know your background, what drew you into this work?
You know, I spent the first almost two decades of my career working in higher ed. So I've worked in colleges and universities in Texas and North Carolina and Virginia. And I really was privileged to work closely with some amazing presidents and chancellors and higher ed leaders. And I saw firsthand how deeply leadership truly does impact an institution's ability to serve their students well. And I've had the opportunity to serve on campuses that had really strong leaders, where the students and the faculty and the staff were thriving. And unfortunately, I've also worked on campuses where the leadership turnover was frequent. And I witnessed the struggles on those campuses that couldn't recruit and retain strong leadership. And the thing is, now that I'm entering my 10th year in executive search work, I see that we really do have an opportunity to come alongside these boards and come alongside these college presidents and really serve them as a trusted partner as they navigate through the leadership transitions on their campuses. So you asked the question kind of what ultimately drew me to this work. What drew me is that I truly have a desire to see institutions have great leadership transitions and to get those transitions right. And as I serve as a partner here at Carter Baldwin Executive Search, I have the privilege of walking alongside these boards and some of the most important pivotal moments in their institutional life. And I really don't take that responsibility lightly.
I love the passion that I can hear for you on this topic, and it's important, and I think people are grateful. You recently released an article titled "Breaking the Two-Year Cycle: Strengthening Presidential Tenure at HBCUs," where you open your article with a striking statistic that the average tenure of an HBCU president is now under 3 years. That's stunning. Why was it important for you to address this issue now?
Rob, that statistic, it truly stopped me in my tracks. And, you know, different studies measure this differently, but the newest national numbers, they still show that historically black colleges and universities presidents are serving shorter terms than the national average. And that gap, it really does have just significant real consequences. I really felt compelled to address it now because of the work that I personally do with executive search. And because HBCU presidents, they're really being asked to lead through extraordinary complex times right now. We're talking about financial pressures, enrollment challenges, heightened accountability, and this growing expectation from their donors and their communities. And really, without an adequate time and trust, even the strongest college presidents, they're going to be set up to fail. So elevating this conversation of short tenures of HBCU presidents, it really is urgent and it's necessary when you think about the growth, the stability, and the future of our HBCUs.
Why should this issue matter, not just to HBCUs, but to the broader higher education and philanthropic ecosystem?
That's a great question. You know, historically black colleges and universities, they play a significant role when you talk about educating our black leaders and our black professionals across this nation and ultimately across the world. So when you have leadership instability at our HBCUs, there's this ripple effect that extends well beyond just one single college campus. You have current and prospective donors that will hesitate when they think about giving their finances to an institution that's unstable. And even beyond philanthropy, leadership instability also affects student recruitment and student enrollment. Prospective students and families, they pay close attention to presidential transitions. And also when you think about faculty and staff on that campus, the faculty and staff morale and retention, it suffers as well. Frequent presidential leadership changes often mean shifting priorities, and it can cause fatigue when you think about faculty and staff who are committed to that organization. So ultimately, this is not only a historically Black college and university issue. It's not. Mm. It is a higher ed issue. It is a societal issue because HBCUs, they're essential in the leadership development of our future leaders of this nation and world. And when they, meaning HBCUs, are destabilized, the effects are felt across education, across philanthropy, even across workforce development and civic leadership.
And HBCUs are so important. I can't stress that enough. They are so important. So this is an incredible topic to shine a light on. And what are the real consequences of rapid presidential turnover beyond just having to find a new leader? What does that instability mean for students, faculty, and donors on the ground?
Mm-hmm. You know, as I just shared earlier, that rapid turnover, it just creates this deep instability. So faculty and staff, you know, they experience fatigue. Students feel uncertainty about the future of their institution. Will I graduate in 4 years and have a diploma from an institution that's still viable and here? Donors and partners, they often will pause their giving because they're just not sure who will be leading the institution the next year or the next year, or whether their commitments will endure over time. And so the ultimate cost of turnover, it is high, and it's not just high in one area, but it's high emotionally, it's high financially, and it's high strategically for the institution.
Yeah, students aren't immune, right? They notice Yes. these things, and it matters. I couldn't agree more, Dr. Williams. Mm-hmm. You've been involved in many presidential searches. In your experience, what are the most common forces driving short presidential tenures at HBCUs?
Yeah, you know, in my experience, the short tenures, they are rarely driven by just one single factor. Most often, it stems from this misalignment between boards and presidents around expectations, authority, and even decision making. And sometimes presidents, they are hired without a full transparency about the financial realities that's taking place on that college campus, or even about the dynamics of governance. And also in other cases, I believe that boards really unintentionally, they move into this operational role rather than staying focused on strategy for the institution and allowing that president to lead that institution. And I don't believe these challenges are rooted in bad intent. I really don't. Mm. However, without clarity and alignment early on and very early on, these small issues, they'll escalate quickly.
You write that the presidential search process can either disrupt or reinforce the cycle of short tenures. Where do searches most often go wrong?
That is such a good question. Really great question. You know, there are two ways that come to mind immediately, because you're right. I've worked with so many presidential boards looking to hire that next president. And searches most often go wrong when the board will prioritize credentials, maybe bringing on someone that's familiar to the institution, someone that's a profile appointment or a celebrity appointment, and they begin to prioritize that over true alignment with that institution. So a strong resume or a well-known name, or even someone that's heavily admired by the board, that does not guarantee success in this complex governance environment like higher education. Presidential leadership requires far more than just reputation or past accomplishments. It really does require the ability to navigate board dynamics and to lead through this space of ambiguity. And boards, sometimes they think that if they choose that high profile person, that's the best fit, and it's usually not. And the second thing I would say, a second common pitfall that I do see is that when boards rush the search process and they avoid having the hard conversations that really matter most, too often I see that decisions about leadership, about decision-making authority, even about governance boundaries and first-year priorities, they are minimized by that board or minimized by that search committee, and they're postponed until after the presidential hire. And that truly is a missed opportunity, because during the search process, that really is the moment when expectations should be clarified and not assumed. And so when boards and candidates do not have these candid conversations about how they will work together, that's when you see the misalignment happening.
If boards embrace the practices you outline in your article, how might the HBCU presidency look different 5 or 10 years from now?
Oh, two things I believe. I think if boards will embrace intentional governance and strong partnerships, I truly believe we would see longer presidential tenures and healthier colleges and communities and universities at the HBCU institution level. So in 5 or 10 years from now, that would mean fewer leadership transitions, stronger donor confidence, and definitely more stability on their college environments, and greater enrollment and greater retention of students. And also presidents, they would have the space to listen, to build trust, and to really lead with vision rather than constantly managing crises.
What gives you hope that this cycle can be broken?
What gives me hope? What gives me hope is that I see that boards, they genuinely do care about their institutions. They do, in their communities, in their schools. I work closely with boards, and I see this growing willingness to reflect honestly on what has not worked. I see some boards that are beginning to really strengthen their governance practices and to really move from this transactional mindset to a true partnership with their presidents. My research and my experience has shown that when boards begin to really think about how do we make clear expectations, how do we have clear governance boundaries, also how do we have shared understanding of priorities, that tone of the presidency, it changes dramatically. And when boards and presidents establish regular communication rhythms, really agreed upon measures of progress, and this mutual respect early on, then those misunderstandings are addressed before they become fractures. And that kind of intentional partnership, it gives presidents the runway that they need to really lead. The other thing I would say is this: I'm also really encouraged by the increasing recognition that the search process itself, it truly does matter. Boards are realizing that breaking this cycle requires more, far more than really filling a vacancy quickly, like going after an HBCU president quickly and just trying to put someone in place. It is requiring partnership with experienced executive search firms that understand what culture and alignment means, that we understand what fit means. We understand governance dynamics, and we understand the long-term implications of alignment. And that's one of the things that I can say that I'm proud of the work that we do here at Curtis Baldwin, is that we get to see firsthand how thoughtful this rigorous search process focused on fit and alignment, it can truly change outcomes. And so I believe this cycle of short tenures at historically Black colleges and universities can be broken. And I believe that with the right search partners walking alongside boards and candidates, HBCUs can create environments where presidents are supported, the leadership is stable, and those institutions, they're really positioned to flourish for generations and generations to come.
Incredibly inspiring, your words. I have to add that. Anything you'd like to add as we wrap up?
You know, at the end of the day, I think breaking the cycle is not about extending presidential tenure for its own sake only. It is about giving historically Black colleges and universities the leadership stability they need to fulfill their mission and to shape the next generation of leaders in our nation and in our world.
I think that is so remarkably well said, Dr. Williams, and we are so grateful for your time today. This has been a wonderful conversation, and I'm hoping our listeners are going to pick up that very same notion coming across. It's been so important, and your insights into leadership stability, board governance, and the long-term health of HBCUs offer not just a diagnosis of the problem, but a thoughtful path forward. We thank you again for joining us and for shedding light on this issue. And it affects not only HBCUs, but the broader higher education community. I truly am grateful.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a good conversation. I appreciate you bringing more light to the conversation.
To our listeners, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to Hunt Scanlon Media and Talent Talks for more conversations on leadership, governance, and the evolving landscape of executive search. Thanks for joining us. For my guest, Dr. Jerry Williams of Carter Baldwin Executive Search, I'm Rob Adams, and this has been Talent Talks.